General Stubblebine is confounded by his continual failure to walk through his wall. What's wrong with him that he can't do it? Maybe there is simply too much in his in-tray for him to give it the requisite level of concentration. There is no doubt in his mind that the ability to pass through objects will one day be a common tool in the intelligence-gathering arsenal. And when that happens, well, is it too naive to believe it would herald the dawning of a world without war? Who would want to screw around with an army that could do that? General Stubblebine, like many of his contemporaries, is still extremely bruised by his memories of Vietnam. These powers are attainable. So the only question is, by whom? Who in the military is already geared towards this kind of thing? Which section of the army is trained to operate at the peak of their physical and mental capabilities? And then the answer comes to him. Special Forces. This is why, in the late summer of 1983, General Stubblebine flies down to Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Fort Bragg is vast, a town guarded by armed soldiers with a mall, a cinema, restaurants, golf courses, hotels, swimming pools, riding stables, and accommodation for 45,000 soldiers and their families. The general drives past these places on his way to the Special Forces Command Center. This is not the kind of thing you take into the mess hall. This is for special forces and nobody else. Still, he's afraid. What is he about to unleash? In the Special Forces Command Center, the general decides to start soft. "I'm coming down here with an idea," he begins. The Special Forces commanders nod. "If you have a unit operating outside the protection of mainline units, what happens if somebody gets hurt?" he says. "What happens if somebody gets wounded? How do you deal with that?" He surveys the blank faces around the room. "Psychic healing," he says. There is a silence.